Hello, everybody. What I sort of have in my heart to speak about is looking at the book of Exodus.
So
I'm
going to
go through the whole book of Exodus. Chapter 1 to chapter 40. Not every verse, so you can
relax.
In fact, I'm
going
to go through the whole Bible too, Genesis to Revelation. Not every verse. What I'm looking at here is Exodus as a picture of the Bible in miniature. In other words, we can look at Exodus and we can see the whole program of God in Exodus.
अनि प्रस्थानको किताबमा चाहिँ हामीले परमेश्वरको सबै परियोजनालाई हामीले त्यहाँ हेर्न सक्छौं.
So the purpose is there for especially you younger ones.
अनि विशेष गरेर जवानहरूलाई एउटा अभिप्राय छ यसमा.
To sort of give you a taste or an interest in digging into these Old Testament books.
पुरानो नियमलाई हामीले गहिरेर जानका लागि एउटा स्वाद चाहिँ हामीले यो प्रस्थानको किताबबाट हामीले पाउन सक्छौं.
The Bible says taste and see that the Lord is good.
अनि यहाँनिर भनिएको छ कि पवित्र शास्त्रमा चाख र हेर परमप्रभु असल हुनुहुन्छ भनेर.
If you want a good commentary on the first five books of the Bible,
यदि पहिलो पाँचवटा किताबको जुन चाहिँ व्याख्यानलाई हामीले हेर्यौँ भने
C.H. McIntosh's notes on the Pentateuch, I recommend.
हामीले McIntosh भन्ने एकजना ब्रदरले पाँचवटा किताबलाई समग्रमा त्यहाँनिर व्याख्या गरेछ त्यसलाई हामीले हेर्न सक्छौँ.
I remember I read that back in the 1970s, early 1970s, it opened up the Bible for me.
अनि मैले 1970मा यो किताबलाई पाएको थिएँ र मैले अध्ययन गरेर अनि पवित्र शास्त्र चाहिँ मेरो निम्ति धेरै सहज भएको.
So let's turn to Exodus.
प्रस्थानको किताबमा हामी हेर्नेछौँ.
You know, back home in the assembly when my children were little,
जब मेरो नानीहरू मेरो मण्डलीमा मेरो नानीहरू सानो थिए,
if I said, let's turn to Exodus or Leviticus, you know, their eyes would roll and they, you know.
अनि जब मैले लेविको किताब प्रस्थानको किताब पल्टा उल्लु हेरौँ भन्दाखेरि उनीहरू एक प्रकारले उनीहरूको ध्यान आकर्षण हुन्थ्यो.
No, Dad, please don't speak on the offerings.
अनि यसमा बात नगर्नुहोस् किनभने यो जुन चाहिँ लेविको किताबमा विभिन्न प्रकारको कुराहरू छ यसमा बात नगरौँ भन्थे.
But you know, in these books, especially Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy.
अनि विशेष गरेर हाम्रो प्रस्थान अनि लेवी र व्यवस्था विवरणमा
God speaks more than anywhere else in the Bible.
अनि परमेश्वरले अरू ठाउँ भन्दा धेरै मात्रामा यसमा चाहिँ बात गर्नुभएको छ.
Especially the book of Leviticus.
अनि विशेष गरेर लेवीको किताबमा
It's practically all God speaking.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ व्यावहारिक रूपमा परमेश्वरले बात गर्नुभएको कुरा
पाउँछ. You know how some Bibles in the New Testament have the words of Christ in red?
अनि प्राय हामीले नयाँ नियममा चाहिँ ख्रीष्टको वचनहरूलाई पढ्न पाउँछौँ.
If in the Old Testament you put the words of God in green,
अनि हामीले पुरानो नियममा चाहिँ परमेश्वरको वचन चाहिँ हरियो भन्नुको अर्थ चाहिँ त्यसलाई अनुमतिको रूपमा हामी हेर्न सक्छौँ.
The book of Leviticus would be practically all green.
अनि प्रस्थानको लेवीको किताब चाहिँ सम्पूर्ण हरियोपन हामी त्यहाँ देख्छौँ. तर हामी चाहिँ लेवी होइन तर प्रस्थान चाहिँ पढ्छौँ आज.
Okay. When we open up the book of Exodus, we see that the people of Israel, or the Hebrews, have been in bondage for 400 years.
अनि जब हामीले प्रस्थानको किताबलाई उद्धृत गर्छौँ त्यहाँनिर हामीले यहुदीहरू जो मिश्र देशमा 400 वर्ष उनीहरू दासत्वमा रहेको कुरा हामी हेर्न सक्छौँ.
Look at Genesis chapter 15.
उत्पत्ति किताब 15 अध्याय हामी त्यसलाई हेर्छौँ.
Remember I said Genesis to Revelation, right?
तपाईँहरूलाई याद छ होला उत्पत्तिदेखि म प्रस्थानसम्म जानेछु भनेको छु.
Okay, Genesis chapter 15.
उत्पत्ति 15 अध्याय.
And verse 13, I'll read it and then you can read it in
okay.
languages. Okay, verse 13 says, he said unto Abraham, know of a surety or for certain that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years.
अनि यहाँले चैत्यरामा अनि उहाँले अब्राहमलाई भन्नुभयो यो निश्चय गरियोस् जानिराख कि तेरा सन्तानहरू त्यस देशका प्रवासी भएर बस्नेछन् जुन देश तिनीहरूको होइन र त्यस देशमा मानिसहरूका कमारा कमारी हुनेछन् औ 400 वर्षसम्म तिनीहरू थिचोमिचोमा पर्नेछन् फेरो राजाको फिरोन राजाको नेतृत्वमा परमेश्वरका लोकहरू चाहिँ 400 वर्ष त्यहाँ दासत्वमा रहे
And as we open to the first pages of Exodus, that period of 400 years was now coming to an end.
जब हामीले प्रस्थानको किताबलाई हामी खुला गर्छौँ त्यहाँनिर हामी जान्दछौँ कि त्यो 400 वर्ष चाहिँ त्यहाँनिर आएर अन्त भएको छ
But you know, when we come to the New Testament,
जब हामी नयाँ करारमा आउँछौँ
That space between Malachi and Matthew.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ जुन खाली ठाउँ चाहिँ कहाँ भन्दाखेरि मलाकीदेखि मत्तीको बीचमा त्यो खाली ठाउँ छ मलाकीदेखि मत्तीसम्म हामीले यसो हेर्दाखेरि एउटा पन्नाको मात्रै भिन्नता हामी देख्न
सक्छौँ
तर वास्तवमा त्यो चाहिँ 400 वर्षको भनौँ दूरी हो त्यो अनि कतिजनाले चाहिँ पवित्र शास्त्रका विद्वानहरूले भन्छन् कि यो चाहिँ 400 वर्षको सुन्नता हो भनेर भन्छन्
There was an old brother in the Lord's work by the name of Harry Ironside.
एकजना दाजु हुनुहुन्छ जसको नाम चाहिँ हेरी आयरनसाइड भन्छ
He used to preach up in Nova Scotia.
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ माथि
Nova Scotia? Yeah, New Scotland.
New Scotland भन्ने ठाउँमा उहाँले प्रचार गर्नुहुन्छ
Anyway, he wrote a book called The 400 Silent Years.
अनि उहाँ दाजुले चाहिँ 400 सुन्नताको समय वर्ष भनेर एउटा किताब लेख्नु भएको छ
And it looks at what happened between Malachi and Matthew.
अनि त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ मालकीको किताबबाट मत्तीको किताबको बीचमा के भयो त भन्ने कुरा व्याख्या गरिएको छ
And the Jewish people were in bondage to Persia, to Greece, and then to Rome.
अनि याहुदीहरूलाई चाहिँ रोमी अनि युनानी र पर्सिया भन्ने जुन चाहिँ शासनमा चाहिँ उनीहरूलाई त्यहाँनिर दासत्व बनाएको छ भन्ने कुरा पाउँछौँ
रोमन एम्पायर
अनि रोमी साम्राज्यमा पनि उनीहरूलाई त्यसरी दासत्व बनायो
So when you open the pages of Matthew, you see the people of Israel, they're under Roman domination.
जब मत्तीको किताबलाई खुला गरिन्छ अर्थात् त्यसलाई पढिन्छ रोमी साम्राज्यको नेतृत्वमा नि उनीहरू रहेको हामी देख्छौँ
spoken for 400 years no prophets
ani parmeshwar le kunai agamvakta dwara pani 400 barsha chai bolnu bhayena
the same with Exodus the people were in bondage but there was no voice from God
ani prasthan ko kitab ma pani manish haru dasatvam thiye tara parmeshwar ko awaz hami dekhdainam
but all of a sudden when you open Exodus and when you open Matthew boom you see a deliverer a savior
अनि जब हामी प्रस्थानको किताबलाई हामी खोल्दछौँ र यता मत्तीको किताबलाई खोल्दछौँ त्यहाँनिर एउटा उद्धारकर्ता स्वाभाविकले त्यहाँनिर देखा परेको हामी देख्छौँ
Yeah, and so in Exodus, the deliverer, his name is Moses. God drew him out of the water.
अनि प्रस्थानको किताबमा हामीले मोसा भन्ने एउटा व्यक्ति देख्छौँ जसलाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरले पानीबाट निकाल्नु भयो
Yeah, and then we see in the pages of the New Testament, the Lord Jesus, who was born of a virgin.
अनि नयाँ नियममा अर्थात् मत्तीको किताबमा प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले एउटा कन्याकुमारीबाट जन्मिनु भएको कुरा हामी त्यहाँ देख्छौँ
Yeah, they were both sent from God to deliver the people of God.
अनि दुईटै व्यक्ति चाहिँ परमेश्वरबाट पठाइएका हुन् जो चाहिँ मानिसहरूलाई छुटकारा गर्नका लागि
But look in Exodus chapter 1 and verse 22.
प्रस्थानको किताब एक अध्यायको 22 पदमा हामी हेर्ने छौं.
And it says, And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Every son that is born shall you cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive.
अनि यहाँ 22 मा यस्तो रहेछ तब फिरौनले आफ्ना प्रजाहरूलाई यसो भनेर आज्ञा दिए हिब्रूहरूका जति छोरा जन्मन्छन् तिनीहरू सबैलाई नील नदीमा फालिदिनु औ छोरीहरू जतिलाई चाहिँ जीवितै राखुन्
Now you remember the story of Matthew, how Herod, who was a representative of Rome, tried to destroy all the male children in Bethlehem.
हेरोद भन्ने राजाले जो चाहिँ रोमी साम्राज्यको प्रमुख थिए उसले जति पनि छोरा नानीहरू जन्मिन्छ उनीहरूलाई चाहिँ मार्नु भनेर आदेश गरेका थिए
because Satan wanted to destroy the one sent by God to deliver his people
किनभने शैतानले चाहिँ यस्तो प्रकारको विनाश गर्न चाहिरहेको थियो कि उहाँका मानिसहरूलाई छुटकारा गर्न आउनेलाई चाहिँ पहिला नै परास्त गर्न पहिला नै नाश गर्न चाहेको थियो
you know what's really interesting is that God sent the Lord Jesus down into Egypt as a little baby for protection.
एउटा चाखलाग्दो कुरा के छ भने प्रभु परमेश्वरले प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टलाई जब सानो हुँदाखेरि मिस्र देशमा सुरक्षाको लागि पठाइएको थियो
त्यहाँ
यहाँनिर हामी विशेष गरेर विस्तृत रूपमा हामी जान सकिरहेका छैनौँ
Yeah, but you know, the result was is that the deliverer that was sent by God was rejected by his people.
अनि छुटकाराकर्ता जसलाई परमेश्वरले पठाउनु भएको थियो उहाँलाई चाहिँ तिरस्कार गरेको हामी यहाँ देख्छौँ.
Look at chapter 2 of Exodus verse 14.
प्रस्थान 2 को 14 मा हामी पाउँछौँ यो कुरा.
And it says, "Who made you a prince or a judge?" Over us.
14मा यस्तो रहेछ त्यसले भन्यो कसले तिमीलाई हाम्रो मालिक र न्यायकर्ता तुल्यायो
That's what the people of Israel said about Moses. Who made you a prince or a judge over us?
इस मानिसहरूले भनौँ याहुदीहरूले मोसालाई यस्तो प्रकारले भने कसले तिमीलाई हामी माथि अधिकार गर्ने एउटा जो न्यायकर्ता बनायो भनेर
And in the New Testament it says he came unto his own and his own received him not the gospel of John chapter 1 I think it's verse 11 or so
हामीले योना किताबले गर्दैको 11 पदमा पाउँछौँ कि प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट आफ्नाहरूकोमा आउँदाखेरि यहाँनिर आफ्नाहरूले उहाँलाई ग्रहण गरेनन् भन्ने कुरा छ
अनि
लुकाको सुसमाचारमा यस्तो लेखेको छ कि यो व्यक्तिले हामीलाई शासन गरेको हामी चाहन्नौ भन्ने खालको कुरा पनि
पाउँछौँ
प्रस्थान 3मा हामी पल्टाउँछौँ
Now I promise you I'll be going faster through Exodus so
prasthan hami chhite chhite jadai chhau tyati hamile ghabraunu pardaina
Okay Exodus chapter 3
tina de
and verse 7
sat par
it says and the Lord that is Yahweh said I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt and have heard their cry by reason of the taskmasters For I know their sorrows. And then verse 8 it says, And I am come down.
अनि यहाँनिर सात पदमा जब परम प्रभुले भन्नुभयो मिश्रमा भएका मेरा प्रजाको दुःख मैले देखेको छु र कामदारीहरूका अत्याचारमा तिनीहरू पुकार गरेको मैले सुनेको छु किनकि तिनीहरूको दुःख मलाई थाहा छ र आठ पदमा भनेको छ म तल आएको छु भनेर भनिएको छ
So this is really the story, brothers and sisters, the story of Christianity is that God came down.
अनि यो चाहिँ एउटा यस्तो कथा हो यहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वर स्वयं तल आउनु भएको एउटा कथा हामी पढिरहेको
छौँ
उनीहरूको दुःखलाई मैले देखेको छु त्यसै कारण म तल आएँ
And we see who this one was in verse 14.
14 पदमा यो आउने व्यक्ति को भन्ने कुरा हामी त्यहाँ हेर्न सक्छौँ
And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent you.
14मा भनेछ त परमेश्वरले मोसालाई भन्नुभयो म हुँ जो म हुँ फेरि उहाँले भन्नुभयो इजरायलीहरूलाई मैले यसो भने म हुँ भन्नेले तिमी कहाँ मलाई पठाउनु भएको हो
That expression I am the same root word we get the word Yahweh or Jehovah comes from that
अनि यहाँनिर हामीले म हुँ भन्ने एउटा जुन शब्द छ त्यो शब्द चाहिँ यस्तो आएको छ कि यहोवा अर्थ यहोवे परमेश्वर नै हुँ भन्ने खालको त्यो म हुँ भन्ने शब्दमा चाहिँ आधारित
It means really the being one.
अनि यो चाहिँ कस्तो हुन्छ उहाँ जो हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा हो यो चाहिँ
the being one. The one who was, who is, who will be.
अनि जो हुनुहुन्थ्यो अगाडि जो हुनुहुन्छ र जो हुनेवाला हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा हो यो चाहिँ
You know, in our English, I don't know how it is in Nepali.
Nepali.
Yeah. But in the English, Jehovah is Lord. What is it in?
Param Prabhu.
Okay. Okay, good. But in the French Bible, actually, it's the eternal.
अनि एउटा फ्रान्स भन्ने एउटा बाइबल चाहिँ त्यसमा चाहिँ अनन्त भनेर चाहिँ लेखेको छ
Because that actually gives the meaning of the name. He is the eternal.
अनि त्यो शब्दले चाहिँ म हुँ भन्ने शब्दले चाहिँ उहाँ चाहिँ अनन्त हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने त्यसको अर्थ दिन्छ.
Remember the Lord Jesus in John chapter 8, he said, Abraham, you know, he rejoiced to see my day.
अनि प्रभुले योना किताब आठले भन्नुभएको छ यदि अब्राहम यो समयमा हुनु भने मेरो दिनमा ऊ रमाहाट गर्थे भन्ने कुरा छ. अनि फरिसीहरूले त्यो समयमा यस्तो प्रत्युत्तर गरे कि तिमी 50 वर्ष पनि छैनौ तिमी अब्राहमको कुरा गर्छौ भन्ने खालको कुरा भएको छ यहाँ. अनि त्यहाँनिर प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले भन्नुभएको छ अब्राहम भन्दा अगाडि म थिएँ भन्ने खालको कुरा छ. अनि म यहोवा परमेश्वर हुँ अर्थात् म अनन्तको परमेश्वर हुँ त्यसै कारणले म तल ओर्ले आएको छु भन्ने छ.
So let's go to chapter 12.
12 अध्यायमा हामी जानेछौँ प्रस्थानको किताब 12 अध्याय.
Verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
अनि यहाँ यो महिना चाहिँ तिमीहरूका निमित्त महिनाहरूको सुरु हुनेछ अब तिमीहरूका निमित्त वर्षको पहिलो महिना हुनेछ.
अनि
शपथमा उनीहरूले एउटा पाठो लिएका छन् अनि 14 दिनमा चाहिँ उनीहरूले त्यसलाई 14 दिनमा चाहिँ उनीहरूले त्यसलाई मार्नु पर्थ्यो.
Now all you guys know the story of the Passover, so I'm not going to go into the details.
तपाईहरुले सबैलाई थाहा छ निस्तार चाडको विषयमा यो विषयमा म गहिरो प्रकारले जादिन.
How many knows what the Passover
निस्तार चाड के हो कतिलाई थाहा छ
हजुरहरु त
हात उठाउनुस् निस्तार चाडको विषय जान्ने.
Sometimes you get a loose in the breath or not. I come from a Pentecostal background.
Interesting.
That's okay. I laugh. So the Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God. He said to the John the Baptist said to him or of him, behold the Lamb of God.
प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट चाहिँ थोमा हुनुहुन्छ र बप्तिस्मा दिने योन्नाले हेर परमेश्वरको थोमा भनेको छ.
But you know the journey of the people of Israel in Exodus does not begin until the death of the Lamb.
इजरायलीहरूको यात्रा चाहिँ जबसम्म थोमाको मृत्यु भएको छैन तबसम्म सुरु भएको छैन मृत्यु पश्चात मात्रै सुरु भएको छ.
Everything begins with the Lamb.
अनि सबै कुराहरू चाहिँ थोमाकोबाट सुरुवात छ.
Everything ends with the Lamb.
अनि सबै कुराहरू पनि थोमामै अन्त हुन्छ.
The one who was sacrificed for us, who shed his blood.
जो चाहिँ हाम्रो निम्ति बलिदान हुनुभयो जसले हाम्रो निम्ति खुन बगाउनु भयो उहाँ हुनुहुन्छ.
So this is a picture of the Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God.
यो चाहिँ प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टको नक्सा हो जो चाहिँ थोमाको रूपमा हामी देख्छौं.
Yeah. Let's go to chapter 14.
14 अध्यायमा हामी जान्छौं.
And here we get the Red Sea.
अनि यहाँ लाल समुद्र हामी देख्छौं यहाँ.
Let's read chapter 14 verse 21 and 22. 14
को 21 र 22 हामी पढ्छौं.
And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left.
तब मोसाले आफ्नो हात समुद्रमाथि पसारे र परमप्रभुले रातभरि जोरसित पूर्वीय बतास चलाइदिनुभयो र समुद्रलाई पछि पन्साइदिनुभयो र पानी दुई भाग भएर समुद्र ओभानो जमिन भयो. औ इजरायलीहरू समुद्रको बीचबाट ओभानो भूमिमा हिँडेर गए र पानी तिनीहरूका दाहिने र देब्रेपट्टि तिनीहरूका निमित्त पर्खाल भयो.
So the Red Sea is another step in the redemption story, the story of salvation.
अब लाल समुद्र चाहिँ दोस्रो कदम थियो जो चाहिँ उनीहरूको छुटकारको निम्ति उनीहरूको उद्धारको निम्ति चाहिँ दोस्रो कदम थियो लाल समुद्र.
So the Passover, the blood of the lamb shows us that our sins were forgiven.
जब निस्तार चाडमा जब त्यो थोमाको रगत हामी देख्छौ त्यसले चाहिँ हाम्रो छुटकारालाई प्रबन्ध देखाउँछ.
We're no longer under God's judgment because of our sins.
जब हाम्रो पापको कारणले गर्दाखेरि हामी कहिले पनि जब त्यो खुन देखिन्छ हामी परमेश्वरको न्यायको मुनि छैनौँ.
But the Red Sea shows us something even more.
अनि लाल समुद्रले चाहिँ त्यो भन्दा अझ वर्षा गरेर देखाउँदछ.
That even our enemy Satan has been destroyed. His power has been broken.
अनि त्यो लाल समुद्रमा हाम्रो शैतान जसको चाहिँ शक्तिलाई त्यहाँनिर ध्वस्त पारेको अवस्था पनि हो.
Because it says that the Egyptian and the Pharaoh were drowned in the sea. But not only that, that I too have died in Christ. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 6 verse 6, he says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him.
अनि रोमी 6 को 6 मा यहाँले ब्रेक पावलले के भनेका छन् भने पापको शरीर रहि तुल्याउन हाम्रो पुरानो मानिस उहाँसँग क्रुसमा टाङ्गिएको जानेर हामी फेरि पापको बन्धनमा नहौ.
So that's a picture of that. Is the Red Sea is a picture of Christ's death for us and our death in him.
लाल समुद्र चाहिँ यस्तो प्रकारको नक्सा हो, चाहिँ प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टको मृत्यु र प्रभु यीशु सँगसँगै हामी पनि गाडिएको नक्सा हो त्यो चाहिँ.
Because not only do we have sins, we're also sinners. It's what we are. But as far as God is concerned now, he doesn't see you, he sees Christ.
तर परमेश्वरको चासो चाहिँ के छ भने हामीलाई परमेश्वरले हेर्नुहुन्न तर प्रभुमा भएर हामीलाई हेर्नुहुन्छ.
Your standing in Adam is over. Buried.
अनि हामी आदमसँगको उभ्याई आदमको नक्सामा हामी उभ्याई हाम्रो चाहिँ त्यो चाहिँ दफन भयो.
So let's continue on in chapter 14.
अब 14 मा निरन्तरता हामी गर्नेछौँ.
Or chapter, listen, let's just go to chapter 15.
15 मा हामी जानेछौँ.
In chapter 15, we get two things for the first time in the Bible.
प्रस्थानको 15मा चाहिँ हामीले दुईटा कुरा पहिलो चाहिँ हामी पवित्र शास्त्रमा पाउँदैछौँ.
Yeah, we get singing.
हामीले एउटा स्तुति भजन हामी यहाँ पाउँछौँ.
See verse 15, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song.
तब मोसा र इजरायलीहरूले परमप्रभुको नाउँमा यो स्तुति गाए.
And the second thing we get is salvation.
अनि दोस्रो कुरा चाहिँ हामीले यहाँ चाहिँ मुक्ति अथवा उद्धार पाउँछौँ.
Verse 2 says, the Lord is my strength and song, he has become my salvation.
दुईले भन्छ परमप्रभु नै मेरो शक्ति र स्तुति गान हुनुहुन्छ र उहाँले मेरो उद्धार गर्नुभएको छ. उहाँ मेरा परम परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ र उहाँको स्तुति गर्नेछु.
You know, in chapter 14,
14
verse 13,
14-13,
Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
मोसाले भनेका छन् 13 मा, तब मोसाले मानिसहरूलाई भने तिमीहरू नडराउ, परमप्रभुले आज तिमीहरूलाई दिनुहुने उहाँको उद्धार स्थिर भएर हेर.
So it's a complete deliverance, and this is what we saw yesterday at the conference.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ हामीले पूर्ण रूपले छुटकारा हामी यहाँ देख्छौँ, जसरी हामीले हिजो सभामा यो कुराहरू पढेका थियौँ.
That justification isn't just merely the forgiveness of sins, but it's also a new position before God. It's an actual salvation, an actual deliverance.
अनि यो एउटा समारोह, एउटा छुटकाराको समारोह हामी देख्छौँ, तर वास्तवमा के हो भन्दाखेरि परमेश्वरको अगाडि पूर्ण रूपको छुटकाराको अवस्था पनि हो.
And then we sing. It's the new song, brothers and sisters. The new song.
अनि त्यहाँबाट छुटकारा भए पछाडि चाहिँ एउटा स्तुति गाएको छ, यो चाहिँ नयाँ गीत उनीहरूले गाएका छन्.
I remember when I was saved in 1973 in British Columbia, which was way out, way, way out in the west coast.
1973 ma mo udhar paeko thie, jo chai euta kunai samudra ko kinar ma mo baste.
Just up from California.
California dekhi alikati mathi.
And I was saved, I was 21 years old, and then I hitchhiked to a place called Saskatoon in Saskatchewan.
Euta Saskatoon bhanne euta thau thiyo jab maile udhar mukti paye pachi tyo thau ma mo gaye.
And I remember one day I was walking down the street in Saskatoon.
Jab ek din ma tyo chokai chok hundo hinera gairaheko thiyo tyo thau ma.
I was just singing, you know, I was out of the street and I was singing. I was so happy that I was saved, I was singing.
Ma tyati khera geet gairahe thiyo, bahut ma prasanna thiyo, prafullit thiyo, geet euta gairahe thiyo.
And you know, if people saw me, they would say, hey, there's something wrong with that guy.
Ani manisharle mo yesari geet gaudai ramhat ko sath geet gaudai gairaheko bela manisharle dekhe, oh, yo manche kehi galti bhayeko cha, kehi kura bhairahecha yo manche lai bhanera unharle mahsus gare.
But I didn't care because I was so happy.
Malai tyo matlab bhayena kinan mo khushi thie geet gaire.
You know, one minute you're on the road to hell, you're under the power of Satan, everything is dark.
जब हामी नरकको बाटोमा जब शैतानको दासत्व मुनि थियौँ, सबै कुराले अन्धकार थियो.
And then you're clean, you're washed, everything is light. And you didn't do anything, it was a pure grace of God.
It
that doesn't put a song in your lips, I don't know what will. Okay, now in chapter 19 to chapter 24 of
Exodus,
there we get the giving of the law. You know, Moses went up on the Mount Sinai and he received the law. And you know, the Jewish people say that the giving of the law was on the same date as the day of Pentecost.
And that's correct
because it was almost 50 days after they had come through the Red Sea that they received the law.
You know, if the Passover and the Red Sea represents our redemption, our salvation,
Mount Sinai and the giving of the law is a picture of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit coming down into the people. Not the old covenant written in stone by the finger of God. But in the fleshly tables of the heart, the law is written now, the covenant, the new covenant. This is what Paul speaks of in 2 Corinthians chapter
3.
The church is not really under the new covenant like Israel, but the power of the Holy Spirit writes the law of God upon our heart. And then between chapter 25, now I'm moving fast through Exodus, so you'll be glad for that. Chapter 25 to chapter 28. Moses receives a pattern from God about the tabernacle, how to build the
tabernacle.
Yeah, that's really between Exodus 25 and Exodus chapter 27. Look at chapter 25, verse 8. And chapter 25 verse 8, it says, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them according to all that I show you after the pattern of the tabernacle." This shows God's desire for a dwelling place in His people, among His
people.
But this comes after Passover, after the Red Sea, after redemption, after salvation. So the church didn't start until after the Lord Jesus died and was raised again and after the coming of the Holy Spirit. Let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 1. Keep your finger in Exodus.
Okay.
I don't know if you can translate that.
Yeah. Everybody understands. Ephesians chapter 1.
And we'll look at the last part of the chapter. Verse 20, and you were built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And then verse 21 and 22, in whom the whole building, you see it's a building, it's a structure, fitly framed together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together, notice, for a habitation, a dwelling place of God.
Through
the Spirit. You see, brothers and sisters, the church, the assembly, was brought into being after the Lord Jesus went back to heaven, like Moses going up on Mount Sinai. And then the Holy Spirit came down and formed the assembly, the dwelling
place of God.
Now you know, the assembly isn't just us. Sometimes I hear brother talk and say, what's that? Say, Brian, when did you come into the assembly? Well, I say, when I got saved in 1973. I didn't come amongst the brethren until
1983.
See, and that is important. It's not a party, it's not a company, it's a living unity by the Spirit of God.
Now we want to try to embody,
you know, to practice New Testament principles, to give a reflection of what the body of Christ is, that is true. We try to do this locally and also with our relationship with other assemblies. But always remember, brothers and sisters, that the assembly of God, the church of God, is much bigger than we can think of or know of. Every believer on the earth, everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus, who has the Spirit of God today on the earth, wherever they are a member of that dwelling place, of that. Even if they don't know it, they may not even know it, but they are.
It's
also a wonderful thing to understand it and to know it and to learn about it and to act on the principles of it, but always keep in mind that even when Christians don't understand it, may not live according to the principles of it, if they're real believers, they're members of that
sanctuary.
And God raised up a special vessel to explain what the church was, and his name was the Apostle Paul.
अनि परमेश्वरले यस्तो प्रकारको वर्तन उहाँले तयार गर्नुभयो कि मण्डली भनेलाई व्याख्या गर्नको लागि त्यो व्याख्या गर्ने व्यक्ति परमेश्वरले प्रयोग गर्नुभएको वर्तन चाहिँ प्रेरित पावल हुन्.
And we see this also in Exodus. Look at chapter 31.
अनि यो कुरा पनि हामीले प्रस्थान 31 अध्यायमा हामी हेर्न सक्छौँ.
Says in chapter 31, verse 1, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah. Notice this, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God and wisdom and an understanding and a knowledge in all manner of workmanship. And then we see in verse 6, this man Bezalel was given other helpers.
यहाँनिर एक एक पदमा लेखेको छ अनि परमप्रभुले मोसालाई भन्नुभयो हेर मैले याहुदाको कुलको हुरको नाति उरीको छोरो बाजलेललाई नाभै काटेर बोलाएको छु मैले त्यसलाई परमेश्वरको आत्माको अर्थात् बुद्धि स्म समझ ज्ञान र सबै किसिमको कारीगरीको आत्माले परिपूर्ण पारेको छु.
Yes, chapter 6, he has given to him a Heloi. My Hebrew is not very good.
अनि छ पदमा औ हेर दानको कुलमा अहि सामकको छोरो ओहिलियाबलाई मैले नै त्यससँग नियुक्त गरेको छु.
Yeah, he too was a wise-hearted man. And he was to help Bezalel.
अनि यो व्यक्ति जो छपत्मा परेको व्यक्ति पनि बेजिलियल भन्ने व्यक्तिलाई सहयोग गर्नका लागि परमेश्वरले चुन्नु भयो दुईटा व्यक्ति.
Now turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
पहिलो कोरिन्थी 3 अध्यायमा हामी पल्टाउँछौँ.
Are you all okay? You still with us?
Yeah, we're almost half. More, yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
पहिलो कोरिन्थी 3 अध्याय.
See, in Romania, they say I can go 2 hours.
Romania, when they come, I just want 2 hours. Can nirantar jani karte.
I sat down and I finished after an hour, and they didn't move. They said, "We'll come back up and give another one."
Jab mo gara baste aur aara firi bachan nirantar ta karte.
But I would do that to you.
Isto chhi unu sabde naja.
Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 10, I'll read it. Okay. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon.
Yeah, dasma malai dieko parmeshwarko anugrah anusar euta buddhiman ghar banaune naikele jastai maile jag basale au arko le tesmathi banaudai jancha tara harek manisle dhyan dios aphaile tesma kasari banaudai jancha banaudai jala.
So Paul is like the man of Bezalel. He's a wise master builder.
अनि पावल चाहिँ यस्तो प्रकारको व्यक्ति हो हामीले प्रस्थानमा किताबमा पढेको बेजलेल भन्ने व्यक्ति जस्तो.
In fact, in the Greek language, the word is architecton.
अनि यो चाहिँ जो युनानी भाषामा चाहिँ यो चाहिँ कारिन्दार भने जस्तो शब्द हो यो. अनि अङ्ग्रेजी शब्दमा पनि यो कारिन्दा घर बनाउने कारिन्दा भने जस्तो एउटा शब्द हो यो चाहिँ.
So the Lord Jesus on high gave Paul special revelation, special teaching on the assembly, what it is and what it means and how to act. On assembly principle.
प्रभु यीशु क्राइस्टले माथि स्वर्गबाट पावललाई यस्तो प्रकारको दर्शन दियो कि मण्डली चाहिँ कस्तो प्रकारको हुनुपर्छ कस्तो प्रकार त्यसलाई क्रियाशील हुन्छ भन्ने खालको दर्शन प्रभुले पावललाई दिएको छ. अनि पावललाई त्यो दर्शन पाएर पावलले चाहिँ सहयोगीको रूपमा सहकर्मीको रूपमा चाहिँ हामीले तिमोथीलाई पाउँछौँ बर्नबासलाई पाउँछौँ सिलासलाई हामी पाउँछौँ.
The apostle Paul that he was an elect vessel.
अनि हामीले प्रस्थान प्रेरित नौमा यहाँ के पाउँछौँ भन्दाखेरि पावल चाहिँ एउटा प्रज्वलित एउटा वर्तन हो परमेश्वरले प्रयोग गरेको हामी पाउँछौँ.
So Moses got the pattern of the tabernacle from Jehovah on the mount and then he gave it the pattern to Bezalel. Bezalel was like the engineer, the architect to sort of, you know, put it all together.
अनि मोसाले परमेश्वरबाट परमेश्वरको घरको नमुना अर्थात् चित्र खाका कस्तो हुनुपर्छ भन्ने मोसाद्वारा परमेश्वरले मोसालाई दिनुभयो र मोसाले चाहिँ यो बेजलेल भन्ने व्यक्तिलाई दिएर चाहिँ उसले त्यस त्यही अनुसार चाहिँ निर्माण गरेको एउटा कारिन्दा जस्तो हामी देख्छौँ.
And that's what's happening right now, brothers and sisters. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's building his church. He's building his church.
अनि अहिलेको वर्तमान समयमा पनि प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो मण्डलीलाई निर्माण गरिरहनु भएको छ यस प्रकारले.
So don't be discouraged if it feels like you're just a few or if it's weak and rickety and then we're going to make it through and you're going to make it through. Okay.
अनि हामी कहिले पनि निराश नहौँ कि परमेश्वरले हामी कम्ती हौ या बेसी हौ या हामी जान्ने अर्थात् नजान्ने जस्तो जे भए पनि परमेश्वरले यो कुरालाई गरेर छोड्नुहुन्छ र हामी माफ उहाँले गर्नुहुन्छ.
He says that the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. It will be brought forth in resurrection power, a bride for himself.
प्रभु ख्रीष्टले स्वयं भन्नुभएको छ कि कहिले पनि ती अदालतका फाटाहरूले मण्डलीमा प्रभुत्व गर्ने छैन, त्यसलाई जित्ने छैन, तर मण्डली चाहिँ जहिले पनि पुनरुत्थानको शक्तिमा माथि उठ्नेछ भनेर भन्नुभएको छ.
Now let's just very briefly look at Exodus chapter 28.
अनि हामी समग्रमा हामी प्रस्थान 28 अध्याय हेर्ने छौं.
Yeah. And I recommend in this chapter that you really study this and read C.H. McIntosh or Edward Dennett on his typical teachings on Exodus.
अनि यहाँले प्रस्थान 28 अध्यायमा चाहिँ म तपाईँहरूलाई के पनि भन्न चाहन्छु भन्दाखेरि C.H. McIntosh भन्ने दाजुले लेखेको किताब र एडवर्ड डेनेट भन्ने एकजना दाजु हुनुहुन्छ उसले लेखेको किताबमा पनि तपाईँहरू ध्यान गर्नुहोस्, त्यहाँ धेरै विस्तृत रूपमा लेखेको छ भन्न म चाहन्छु. अनि यहाँनिर हाम्रो महान पुजारी प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टको असल नक्सा हामी यहाँ देख्न सक्छौँ.
Now let's look at verse 29 of Exodus 28.
28 को 29 मा हामी हेर्ने छौ.
It says, "And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart when he goes unto the holy place for memorial before the Lord."
जब अरुण पवित्र स्थानमा प्रवेश गर्नेछ त्यसले न्यायको छातीपाता आफ्नो हृदयमा परमप्रभुको सामने निरन्तर सम्झनाको निमित्त इजरायलका सन्तानको नाउँमा बोकोस्.
And you see in verse 30 it also mentions this twice, upon Aaron's heart, upon Aaron's heart.
यहाँनिर 30 पदमा एरन अरुणको हृदयमा अरुणको हृदयमा भने दुई चोटि यहाँनिर व्याख्या गरिएको छ.
And then verse 12 we see that there were two stones put on the shoulders of Aaron to represent or memorialize the children of Israel. Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord.
अनि बाह्र पदमा लेखेछ कि दुईटा पत्थर अर्थात् काँधमा छातीमा एरोनले बाँध्नेछन् अनि बाँधेपछि बाह्र कुलको इजरायलीहरूको नामलाई त्यहाँ सम्झना गरिनेछ भनेर उल्लेख गरिएको छ.
So the stones on the shoulders of Aaron and upon his heart, these stones represented the children of Israel.
अनि उसको काँधमाथि भएको दुईटा ढुङ्गा र छातीमा भएको बाह्रवटा त्यो जुन चाहिँ ढुङ्गाले चाहिँ इजरायली जातिहरूको बाह्र कुललाई प्रतिनिधित्व गर्दछ.
So the picture, brothers and sisters, is this: our great high priest bears us up on his shoulders, but also upon his heart.
अनि यहाँनिर हामीले दुईटा ढुङ्गाले चाहिँ एउटा जो हाम्रो महान प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट माथि स्वर्गमा हुनुहुन्छ र धरती जो छातीपाताले चाहिँ धरतीमा भएको कुरालाई उद्धृत गरेको हामी देख्छौँ.
Now my good friend Steve back in Nova Scotia, he was brought up as a Roman Catholic.
अनि मेरो एकजना असल मित्र छन् जसलाई चाहिँ रोमन क्याथोलिकको शिक्षामा सिद्धान्तमा हुर्काइएको थियो सानोदेखि.
And he was taught that you can't pray to the Lord Jesus because he's a hard taskmaster, but you go to Mary because she's a woman. You know, women have more affection, they're more feeling, more sympathetic than men, so you go to her and she'll go to Jesus and Jesus will go to the Father.
अनि रोमीमा रोमन क्याथोलिकले यस्तो प्रकार शिक्षा दिएको छ, हामी सिधै गएर प्रभु यीशुसँग प्रार्थना गर्न सक्दैनौँ किनभने प्रभु यीशु चाहिँ एउटा विशेष व्यक्ति हुनुहुन्छ जो चाहिँ सबै परियोजनाकार हुनुहुन्छ, उसको आमालाई गएर मरियमलाई भन्नुपर्छ, मरियमको हृदय अत्यन्तै कमल हुन्छ अनि मरियमले भनेको कुरा चाहिँ आफ्नो छोराले सुन्छ, त्यसरी चाहिँ हाम्रो प्रार्थनाको सुनवाई हुन्छ भनेर सिकाउँथे अरे. त्यसरी चाहिँ हामीलाई शास्त्रले सिकाउँदैन.
He's a great high priest that feels has sympathy for our pathway down here.
अनि हामीलाई हिब्रूको किताब सम्पूर्ण हिब्रू किताबले चाहिँ प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट महापुजारी हुनुहुन्छ र उहाँको हृदय चाहिँ यति कोमल छ कि सबै कुराहरू टिठ्याउन सबै कुरा सहानुभूति देखाउनको लागि उहाँको हृदय चाहिँ छ भनेर त्यहाँ बताइएको छ.
So you can go directly to the Lord Jesus.
हामी सिधै प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टमा जान सक्छौँ.
He's the great mediator and the great high priest.
Wati mahan madhyasthakarta ra mahan pujari hununcha.
This is just another little side point, and I'll wrap it up shortly. But this is a little side point, and it's free, so it's no charge.
अनि यो चाहिँ एउटा साधारण जुन मैले भने त्यो चाहिँ एउटा कुरा प्रभुको एक पक्षको कुरा हो.
The Epistle to Hebrews. And I recommend you read the study epistle to Hebrews.
अनि म तपाईहरुलाई हिब्रू किताब पढ्नुस् भनेर म अनुरोध गर्न चाहन्छु.
It's based on three things.
अनि विशेष गरेर तीनवटा कुरामा हिब्रू किताब पढ्नुस्.
The tabernacle.
अनि एउटा चाहिँ वासस्थान.
Psalm 110.
110 भजन संग्रह.
And Leviticus 16, the great day of atonement.
अनि जुन चाहिँ लेविकी किताब 16 जुन चाहिँ
great the day of atonement.
छुटकाराको महान दिन.
Yeah. The whole epistle is based on those three things. So, there you have it. If you want to look into it, you can.
अनि सबै जो हिब्रूको पत्री चाहिँ यो सम्बन्धमा चाहिँ आधारित छ.
Okay. Now chapter 32 of Exodus.
प्रस्थान 32 अध्याय
verse 1 says, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, make us gods which shall go before us. As for this Moses that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him.
अनि यहाँनिर 32 को 1-2 जब मानिसहरूले मोसालाई पर्वतबाट ओर्लिन ब्यालो गरेको देखे तब तिनीहरूले अरूणलाई कहाँ भेला भएर तिनीहरूलाई भन्न लागे उठ्नुहोस् र हाम्रा अघि जानलाई देवताहरू बनाउनुहोस् किनकि हामीलाई मिश्रबाट निकालेर ल्याउने यो मोसा के भयो हामी जान्दैनौ.
So when Moses was up on Mount Sinai, the people said, what happened to him? I guess he's gone. He disappeared.
Sinai parvatmathi jaba Musa raeko bela ma tala manisharu chai ke bhayo Musa haraye ki ke katai gaye ki aayanan pharkera bhanne euta unharu chintit thiye unharu.
So let's build a golden calf.
Aba hamile euta sun ko bacha banau.
Something we can see.
Jun kura hamile dekhna sakchau aankhale.
Something we can dance around.
Ani jun kura hamile tyo oripari hamile lila garna artha natna sakchau.
Yeah, we can get a worship team too.
अनि हामीले त्यसलाई आराधना उपासना गर्न सक्छौँ गीत सङ्गीत लगाएर.
We'll have a good time.
रमाइलो समय हुनेछ.
It won't be boring at all.
त्यस्तो प्रकार बोरिङ भयङ्कर केही हुने होला छैन.
Moses has disappeared. We don't.
मोसा हरायो हामी जान्दैनौँ उसको विषयमा.
Just like in Egypt, you know.
जो मिश्र देशमा भएको जस्तै हुन खोज्दैछ त्यहाँ.
But it's such a picture, brothers and sisters, of what has happened in the history of the church.
अनि यस्तो प्रकारको नक्सा इतिहास मण्डलीको इतिहासमा घटेको छ.
How quickly after the Lord Jesus went back to heaven, maybe 300 years after he went back, they lost the hope of the Lord's return.
अनि मण्डलीको इतिहासमा पनि यस्तो भएको छ कि 300 वर्ष पछाडि प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट स्वर्गमा भएको 300 पछाडि मण्डलीको सम्पूर्ण कुराहरू हराएको छ.
So they built a big structure, big temples, big cathedrals and priests and music and incense and on and on.
अनि जब प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट गएको 300 वर्ष पछाडि मान्छेले सच्चाई र धार्मिकता बिर्सेर उनीहरूले कुनै मन्दिरहरू कुनै एउटा प्रतिमाहरू कुनै संगीतहरूको आविष्कार गरेर विभिन्न प्रकारले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको आराधना चाहिँ यस प्रकारको हुन थाल्यो.
Jesus talks about that. He says about those who said the master has delayed his coming.
अनि त्यहाँनिर भनिएको छ कि प्रभु यीशुले अब जसरी त्यहाँनिर भने कि अब हाम्रो मालिक चाहिँ आउन ढिला गर्नुभयो भनेर जसरी त्यहाँ भनियो.
Now look at verse 4.
चार पदमा हामी हेर्नेछौँ.
This is Aaron.
यहाँ चाहिँ हामी एरोनलाई हामी देख्न सक्छौँ.
And he received from the people the gold, their earrings and all that, and fashioned them with a graving tool and made the molten calf and said, these be thy gods of Israel.
यहाँनिर तब अरूणले तिनीहरूलाई भने तिमीहरूका स्वास्नीहरू र छोराछोरीहरूका कानमा भएका कुन सुनका कुण्डलहरू फुकाई यहाँ मोका ल्याऊ. तब सबै मानिसहरूले आफ्ना आफ्ना कानका भएका सुनका कुण्डलहरू फुकाएर अरू कहाँ ल्याए. अनि यहाँनिर चाहिँ भोलि चाहिँ हामी सभा गर्नेछौँ र भोज गर्नेछौँ भनेर यहाँ भनिएको छ.
So, but you know what's interesting, brothers and sisters, when Moses came down from the mount and he confronts Aaron.
अनि जब मोसा सिनाइ पर्वत तल आएर एरोनसँग यो विषयमा सोध्छन्.
And he asked Aaron, what's going on? Why did you do this? Look at verse 24. And I said unto them, this is Aaron speaking, whosoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me, and then I cast it in the fire, and there came out this calf. Earlier it said that he took a graving tool, he carved it and made it.
But
to Moses he said, you know, I threw the gold on the fire and poof, you know, it came out.
Ani Mosala bhanne bela chai ke bhane bhanda kheri maile yo sun haru sabai aago ma lagaye tya ta phutai bacha nisyo bhanera bhaneko cha.
Yeah. I have a little note in my Bible. I think I got it from Mr. Darby's synopsis years ago. It says, Aaron ascribes to a miracle what was really the work of his own hands.
अनि यहाँनिर डार्मी बाइबलमा त्यसको अनुवादमा चाहिँ के छ भन्दा कि एरनले आफ्नै हातले त्यसलाई बनाएर चाहिँ अनि उसको आफ्नो शिल्प आफ्नो सिप अनुसार बनाएर त्यो बाछालाई बनायो भन्ने कुरा छ.
They ascribed to the providence of God what was really their own structure.
अनि उनीहरूले परमेश्वरको प्रबन्ध जुन छ त्यसलाई नसम्झेर आफ्नै प्रकारले उनीहरूले खोपेर बनाए.
So when you look at Christendom and its history and its buildings and everything,
that what a miracle of God.
But really it was the work of their own hands. And this is a solemn thing, brothers and sisters, about the coming apostasy. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that the mystery of iniquity already is at work. Right. And eventually it's going to lead to the revelation of the man of sin.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ निरन्तरता भएर प्रकाशित वाक्य जो एउटा पापको मानिस अर्थात् सत्यान सत्यान्छ त्यहाँनिरसम्म पुग्नेछ.
So the departure from the truth began even in the days of the apostles.
अनि प्रेरितहरूको कर्मको समय दिनहरूदेखि नै सच्चाइबाट छुट हटेर हटेर गएको अवस्था हामी देख्छौँ.
And so we see the very thing that we have here shown to us in Exodus chapter 32. As soon as Moses went up, they departed.
अनि यहाँनिर हामी प्रस्थान 32 अध्यायमा जब मोसा माथि गए तब उनीहरू यी यस्ता कुराहरूबाट चाहिँ हटेर आफ्नै प्रकारको कुरामा गए.
Okay, let's go to Exodus chapter 40.
हामी 40 मा जानेछौ.
We've arrived at the end.
Yeah.
It has a good ending.
40 मा हामी आइपुग्यौ अब अन्तमा.
I like good endings.
Yeah, असल अन्त भएको छ.
Verse 33, and he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle,
यहाँनिर लेखेको छ 33 तिनले प्रस्त पवित्र स्थान र वेदीको चारैतिर चोकको बार खडा गरे र चोकको ढोकाको पर्दा टाँगे. यसरी मोसाले काम समाप्त गरे तब भेट हुने पाल बादलले छोपियो र परमप्रभुको महिमाको पवित्र स्थान भरियो अनि मोसा भेट हुने पालमा पस्न सकेनन् किनकि त्यो बादल त्यसमा बसिहाल्यो र बसिरह्यो र परमप्रभुको महिमाको वासस्थान भरियो.
Remember I said the Lord Jesus is building his assembly and he's going to complete it.
अनि यहाँनिर मोसाले आफ्नो कामहरू सबै समाप्त गरे भन्ने छ. त्यस्तै प्रकारले प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्टले आफ्नो मण्डलीलाई स्थापित गर्नुभयो र अन्त पनि उहाँले गर्नुहुनेछ. त्यहाँनिर परमेश्वरको महिमाले चाहिँ त्यो वासस्थानलाई भरेको कुरा हामी देख्छौँ.
God was dwelling in the midst of his people.
परमेश्वर आफ्नो मानिसहरूको बीचमा बास गर्नुभएको हामी देख्छौँ.
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
प्रकाशित वा किताब 21 अध्यायमा हामी पल्टाउनेछौँ.
Revelation 21.
प्रकाशित वा 21.
You see in verse 1 a new heaven and a new earth.
हामीले एक पदमा नयाँ स्वर्ग र नयाँ पृथ्वी हामी देख्छौँ.
Then verse 2, John saw the new Jerusalem coming down from God.
Doi padma yona le swarga bata euta naya Jerusalem tala aundai gareko dekheka chan.
And then verse 3, I heard a great voice out of heaven say, behold, the tabernacle of God is with them, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
And
that's how the story ends, brothers and sisters, with God dwelling with his people eternally.
I skipped
over the 1,000-year millennium. That's the millennium is for the vindication of God's ways.
But
the eternal state, the new creation, will be for the satisfaction of his nature.
Now I want
you to just listen to this verse now as we close.
Verse 4.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Brothers
and sisters, death will be gone, pain will be gone, tears will be gone, but God will be with his people forever.
The
creation is groaning.
But we have this
whole, brothers and sisters, before us, set before us.
Of
eternal blessedness with the Holy God.
And of all people, as
Christians are the most blessed
people. You know,
family in Nova Scotia, in the assembly there, their son who was 35, March 35. He had three little children and a wife, and he died of cancer just recently.
अनि एकजना व्यक्ति जसको तीनजना छोरा थिए केही समय अगाडि क्यान्सरको कारण गर्दा त्यो बाबु चाहिँ को मृत्यु भयो.
They're very sad.
बहुत दुःख लाग्दो कुरा थियो.
But they have a hope. They have the hope of seeing him again, of being with them again.
तर तिनीहरूको त्यो छोरा छोरीहरूको एउटा आशा छ फेरि पनि आफ्नो बाबुसँग भेट्ने र देख्ने.
Who else can say that? So God told us all about this long time before even Jesus came in Exodus from chapter 1 to chapter 4.
परमेश्वरले यस्ता सबै कुराहरू प्रभु यीशु ख्रीष्ट आउनुभन्दा अगाडि प्रस्थान 1 देखि 40 अध्यायसम्म यो कुराहरू बताइसक्नु भएको थियो.
परमेश्वरले
तिमीहरूलाई आशिष गरेका हुन्.